It's a two for Tuesday. You get both of us today. Bill and Wendy. Wendy and Bill. Bill and Wendy. Hello. Just try to make it different every day, Bill.
You are keeping the phrase two for Tuesday alive. There was a time where if you had a radio station, you were going to hear it at some point. Somebody was going to say two for Tuesday, but now those days are waning.
I think there's...
Are people still saying it?
And a three for Thursday.
What happens on Friday?
Four.
Yeah.
Four for Friday.
Yeah.
Free for all Friday. All
yeah.
Ted Nugent all the time.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
For Ted Nugent.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And, of course, it's you. If you want to ever contribute, just give us a call. I don't know the number.
Yes, you do. It's 312-235-2525. We got to give that
Have you
downstairs.
Committed that to memory? Where are you getting it?
Look it on the phone. Look it on the call screener. The call screener. See it? You just put 312 before it. And then look
312, and then what's the rest?
Look at line one. What does it say?
235-2525.
That's it.
That's the call. All right. What are those? At the bottom, it's a different number. Is that for people calling from out of state?
That's a hotline number. Don't call
that. Oh, don't call that. Okay.
One.
And then there's a number for Skype guests, which we don't have that many of.
You want me to Skype you from my phone? I could just do it from Skype.
What would happen?
Nothing. It seems stupid because I'm right here.
You got to be hooked up, don't you?
No, we got it all going on here. Technology.
I can Skype off my phone. I don't need to sign up for anything.
No, you need the Skype app.
Oh, I don't have that. I don't have any apps. I'm app-free.
Appless.
Appless. Not an app to be found.
You're a dumb app.
Yeah. That's the truest thing that's been said on the show so far.
Oh, look, on line two, one of Richard Roper's followers on Twitter.
Oh, come on. Too soon.
Well, see, no one's there. That's what I'm saying.
That's too soon. We discussed it downstairs, and we will continue to discuss it because we don't know what the ramifications are, but Richard Roper has been suspended from the Sun-Times for having Twitter followers that don't exist. It's a system by which you can pay people that don't exist to be your Twitter followers.
Well, no, you pay a company and they give you a significant amount of followers
but
for not
robots.
That much money. Yeah.
So you got robot followers.
Well, it's the 2000s.
Will his writing now be more in favor of robotic type things to appeal to his Twitter followers? I wonder if it will be. Instead of the human side of things, he'll take the more Android side of things.
Android's very popular.
Very, very popular.
I still, and I will say this, I still am not quite sure why he was suspended. It is an interesting story.
Right.
And
they also suspended Paige Wiser.
They didn't.
They did. Years ago.
Oh.
But I'm just getting my papers now, Wendy.
But he's in good company with a lot of celebrities, including Kathy Ireland and John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
And it's...
They also have fake Twitter followers.
They do, and I don't know, Bill. I got to be honest with you. If I saw like a little thing that popped up that said, for $5 you can get 10,000 followers.
You'd spend that $5.
No, but I would look at it and go, "Wow, that's pretty cheap." But I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it if you 1,000 times it. If you pick a number.
A million. What if you got
a million Twitter followers and it cost me $5? I go, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not interested.
See, first of all, you don't even have control of your Twitter account.
No, I don't.
So you wouldn't be able to do it.
Right.
I don't really care that much about Twitter.
Yeah.
But there has come a time, which is now, that you are based, your worth is based on how many followers you have.
Right.
So I kind of understand it. But
isn't that twisted? Don't you look at that as twisted? I do.
Twisted Twitter.
Yeah. Right. D. Snyder.
Somebody downstairs had texted us saying what we should just do away with Twitter and what would Donald Trump do?
Oh, right.
And
good point.
Someone also said, do you think Donald Trump has some of these bots as followers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe all politicians do. It's just it's become sad that life is now defined by how many Facebook friends you have, how many Twitter followers you have, how many likes you get on whatever website you're on. I don't know how it became that became the status, you know? It used to be achievements. It used to be you have to go and do something amazing, but not anymore. You can just purchase amazing now.
You can, but I do liken this to padding up your resume when you're applying for a job.
It's similar. It is similar.
The electronic way. Breaking news. I never watched Glee. Did you watch Glee?
I did watch Glee.
Glee actor Mark Salling dies at the age of 35.
Oh, no. That's Puck.
That was his character?
Yeah. He's been in trouble for child pornography.
Yeah, the actor recently pled guilty to possession of child pornography. Mark Salling has died. A person with knowledge of the situation confirmed to The Hollywood Reporter. He was 35. The cause and manner are not clear. The L.A. coroner could not confirm the death because the next of kin has not been notified.
Do you know what's weird about this? Well, a lot, but...
TMZ is reporting that it's an apparent suicide.
Yeah, that was my first guess.
Well, if he's under investigation and some trouble for child porn...
Right. That means that the two male leads from Glee from the very beginning are now both dead, both very, very young.
Man, oh man, you know
That's
what? We
strange.
All strive to be famous, and what does fame get you?
Doesn't
Seriously.
Always end well.
Salling-
I can't remember the actor's name, the other actor who died of a drug overdose about 4 or 5 years ago.
It was
Lea Michele's boyfriend, Jazz, if that helps when you're Googling.
Now, the Daily, I'm getting all these alerts. The Daily Mail is saying, confirming Glee star Mark Salling, 35, commits suicide.
That's awful.
Here's what's going on. TMZ reporting that it is an apparent suicide. The former Glee star had recently pled guilty to possession of child pornography. His sentencing was scheduled for March 7th.
Yeah.
Salling reached a plea agreement with prosecutors in October in which he admitted he possessed images of prepubescent children. The agreement stated a search warrant found more than 50,000 images of Jeez. Child porn on Salling's computer and a thumb drive.
Yeah.
Prosecutors and Salling had agreed to ask a judge to sentence the actor to between 4 to 7 years in prison. He would have also been required to register as a sex offender. And the actor played bad boy Noah Puckerman on the musical dramedy. That's sad news at 35.
Boy, how fast is Wikipedia? I went to his page on Wikipedia and it already lists his birth date and death date, which is today. That's
well,
fast.
Anyone can edit that.
Right.
So
right.
That would be faster. That's why it's not usually accurate.
Yeah.
That's breaking
awful.
News.
That whole story, he went from being, you know, on one of the hit shows, you know, of a couple of years ago to the child pornography and now apparent suicide. We don't know, or alleged suicide, I guess. Chaz, were you able to find the other actor's name from Glee? Because I'm looking, I'm trying to find it. I can't think of his name. But he died of a drug overdose.
Zandy Rich,
no.
R-E-I-C-H?
No, that's not
that's
it.
That's not it?
No. I'll find it. It's here somewhere.
I didn't watch Glee, and I probably would have liked it, huh?
In the beginning, it was really
Corey Monteith.
Corey Monteith. That's his name.
He died from alcohol and heroin.
Extremely talented
31
kid.
Years old. Jeez.
Yeah. Really talented. Good singer, good actor. Seemed to have everything in the world going for him. Like I said, he was dating his co-star, Lea Michele, who's really talented. And you just go, boy, what does this guy what doesn't he have? Everything's working for him. And then.
Well, don't you. I'm sorry. And I, you know, God, I'm scared of heroin. I really am. And I always feel that a heroin overdose is accidental almost every time.
Probably. Yeah.
I don't think they mean Maybe. To overdose. They
Right.
mean to escape their problems for a while.
Right.
Maybe measurements are off.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But with this today's news, the Mark Salling, that ended tragically with his child pornography charges.
Yeah.
And then
this. Wow. All right. In other celebrity news, Wendy, what do these two people have in common? Steven Tyler and Dane Cook. What do Steven Tyler and Dane Cook have in common?
Bad facelifts for $20, Alex?
Circle cannot get the square.
Dating young people?
Bing, 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 bing.
I saw Dane Cook's main squeeze.
Dane,
I think babysat my kids last week.
I don't think she's old enough to babysit your kids. I really don't. Dane Cook is 45 years old. It lists him as a comedian, but I would fight that in court. He is dating, 45-year-old Dane Cook is dating a 19-year-old singer named Kelsey Taylor. It says, here's the story.
Who will become a more popular singer now that she's dating Dane Cook. Both hands are washing the other.
I guess so.
I said it wrong, but you know what I mean.
One hand washes the other. You were right.
I said both
You
hands.
Threw some cleanliness in there. You're fine. It disturbs me for a couple reasons. Number one, I just out and out don't like Dane Cook. He's a hack. He's a stand-up hack. But the bigger thing is, like, there was a time where you say, he and I are roughly in the same age bracket, but now my two daughters are older than the girl that Dane Cook is dating. So if either of my daughters brought home a guy and that guy was Dane Cook, I'd be so sick to my stomach.
God, I would like to be a fly on the wall. If one of them brought, I would like it to be Reese. I would like
Reese, because
it would so not be something she would do to bring home Dane Cook. So that would be just.
If she brought him home so I could
punch him,
throw rolls at him or something, if he would just stand in one place so I could whip rolls at his head, that'd be fine.
I have found moments where I thought Dane Cook was pretty funny. I will admit, not recently. But I did when he was first coming out. He made me laugh. And that's the judge. Like, you know, everybody looks at artwork and is it art? Everyone has a different eye.
Right.
Everyone has a different ear.
Everyone's
sense
of humor is different. I get it. I understand that. But people who were around stand up when he made his emergence were all scratching their heads because it was.
More than Kevin Hart?
Different than Kevin Hart. No, I have to say with Kevin Hart, like a lot of my friends.
Him. That's true.
A lot of my friends really enjoy him. I don't understand
confusing.
It. But with Dane Cook, it was motion and it was volume instead of funny. He was just big and loud instead of well-crafted.
And usually I don't go for that.
No. But in his case, you were a fan for a while?
When I first was exposed to Dane Cook, when he first started out, he made me laugh. It's not like I'd go see a show of his. I would never go, oh, I love that guy.
Right.
But he didn't bother me. I'm
right.
Like, oh, he's all right. He didn't stand out. It was nothing great, but he didn't bother me.
Yeah, yeah. He, as I pointed out, 45 and his girlfriend's 19. Jeez. Here is the story. Dane Cook has found, this is from thehollywoodgossip.com, and it almost, Wendy, you have to really look at this with x-ray specs, but it almost seems like they don't like Dane Cook either. See if you can find the one
okay.
small, very subtle reference to them not liking him. Dane Cook has found an effective way to distract people from the fact that he's incredibly unfunny, it says here. You need to date somebody not legally old enough to drink alcohol and tell the entire world about it. The lame comedian is in a relationship.
Wow. Did you write this?
I didn't write it, but I'm going to send a fruit basket to the guy who did. The lame comedian is in a relationship with Kelsey Taylor, a 19-year-old singer who is less than half his age. Cook, who's 45 years old, is not breaking any laws by banging the teenager. That's not nice.
Jeez.
But he isn't coming across like a model human being either. On Friday, beneath a picture that says, be a warrior, not a worrier. Oh, I take it back. He's funny. I never thought he was funny, but when you come up with something like that, I guess he is funny. Be a warrior, not a worrier. The stand-up veteran wrote the following caption. The next few months are work hard, play hard ones. I'm grateful to my friends and fans who continue to support my artistic endeavors. I'm going to cross the word artistic out.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Do you have
coming.
A marker? I just need to cross that out for a second. I can't get to where I'm going without this foundation of support. My GF is
girlfriend.
Kelsey Taylor. Yeah.
That is, you know, let's act like we're back in high school.
I know.
That, all right, now I don't
Did he
like
put
him.
This on Twitter or on the back of his science folder?
With a heart?
Yes. Yes.
But you know what? Knowing him, it would be DC... plus GF in a heart, not her name.
Girlfriend instead of her name, yep.
All right, you've turned me on him.
Who is quite simply a gift. Hashtag best laughs. Prior to the posting, Cook shared a selfie of the pair and captioned it, relationship goals. Now look, it says, it is every 45-year-old's goal to date a 19-year-old hottie.
What? Wait,
that's what it
who
says
said
here.
That?
No, he didn't say this.
Okay.
This is the people over at thehollywoodgossip.com saying this. It probably is. It's at least every 45-year-old's fantasy, we're guessing. But most middle-aged men realize how sort of gross and shady this would be in practice, no matter how appealing it might seem in history. Let me say this. If something horrible happened to my wife, something horrible, and she was no longer able to be married to me, like let's say she died, or something.
You shouldn't even say that without
this
saying
is
God
hypothetical.
Forbid.
God forbid. Even if the world's prettiest 19-year-old girl said to me, Bill, you don't know me, but I know you, and I would like to be your, you know, your girlfriend,
GF.
Your wife. Yeah, let's say she said my GF. the answer would be a very fast no, because I know realistically that she and I would not have enough in common to sustain any sort of relationship.
But what if you did? What if you did? I'd think you wouldn't do it because you would be afraid of what other people would say.
No,
which is not really a bad
way to...
That's
not it. I just know that, like, what I've been able to have with Terry for years and years and years, which is a constant running discussion on everything, I know that somebody who's that age, that's younger than my daughters. One of my best friends, was in a divorce 7 years ago.
Was in a divorce?
Yeah, he was part of a divorce. He and his wife are no longer married. So he said, he goes, the rule I have for dating girls is it can't be anybody that I'm embarrassed to introduce to my daughter. His daughter is a year older than my daughters.
Okay, well, that's a good policy.
That's a great policy.
But you are so proud of yourself that you knew some of the songs on B96 that your daughter knew.
But I would, like, if this, in this hypothetical situation.
Hey, GF, check this out.
I would say, GF, listen, it's Caballo singing the Havana song. Whee! I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. What could Dane Cook possibly discuss with this 19-year-old girl of any consequence?
Can I just say, though, what do you care?
I shouldn't care.
Look at Tony Randall. He didn't date 19-year-olds, but then again, he was 88.
He was in his 80s, and he fell in love with a woman in her 30s. And that's strange.
Who what do you care about somebody else? You are so judgmental.
If it was one of your friends, let's say
one of my girlfriends.
Yeah. All right. Somebody that you've known for a long time. And she goes, hey, Wendy, I don't pass judgment just yet, but I met this guy.
Oh, yeah?
We're
How
really
old
hitting
is
it
he?
Off. He's 19. We're really hitting it off. See that face you just made? That my innards are making that same face that your face just made.
All right, 19.
Right.
19. How about 21?
It's still weird.
It is weird, but at least they're illegal. 19
Closer.
Is still...
19 is still kind of... Ooh, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't you think?
All right, that was a good turnaround.
Yeah.
To show you have...
And if you're this girl's parents, Kelsey Taylor, is that her name? Don't you just kind of throw up in your mouth just a lot of bit when the guy there is Dane Cook? Don't you just go, ugh, date an older guy?
Depending who her boyfriend was previously.
Oh, right. UB Blake.
I don't know who that is. An old,
like,
dead guy.
He's like the world's oldest guy.
Yeah, I know, like, three people laughed at that on the stream.
I'll take it. No, over 1 million people did, because I just bought stream listeners. So we're in good shape.
Finally,
yeah,
you get ratings.
I bought myself
here.
Some stream listeners. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Our friend Judy Pilak stops by. She's got the news. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Thank you, Judy. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. I don't want to dwell on this. Just want to close this off real quick.
Dane Cook more?
Yeah. So I made the comparison of Dane Cook and Steven Tyler. Now, Steven Tyler is 69 years old. He is dating a woman who's 29 years old. So there's a 40-year age difference between Steven Tyler and his girlfriend.
And that bothers you? Because that doesn't bother me.
I'm a little bit better with that.
Come on, she's 29 years old. She can make up her own
mind. But at 19, to me, they seem a little vulnerable.
Gotta be legal.
Like, you could see where a girl of 19 would be taken with the fact that some guy who's got, you know, some fame, some popularity, some money, is interested in her.
I would have been that 19-year-old girl, but not with Dane Cook. With Steven Tyler, probably.
Yeah, you could see that, right?
Yep.
I don't know the circumstance by which Dane Cook met this girl, but you could see her going, wow, this guy's famous, he's rich, he likes me, everything's good, you know? So the example that I would like to use to illustrate is a friend of mine, a guy I used to do stand-up with, has never been married. He's a very good-looking guy, very talented and stuff, and he started dating. Now, keep in mind, he's a year younger than me, and this story is a couple years old. So at the time, he would have been either 48 or 49. I'm not sure which, but either 48
or 49. You're older than that, by the way, a couple years ago.
But this was a few years ago.
Okay.
So, and I'm a year or two older. So he was dating a girl who was in her early 20s. And all of his friends were like, this is great. This is great. But he was not like that. And
why
he said
were his
to me,
friends like that?
Oh, because it's, to them, to guys of this age bracket who are married.
It's a big score.
That's, wow, you can't do better than that. But I was never that way. And he said to me one time, he goes, I got to tell you, he goes, it's not what you'd think. He goes, it's just not. He goes, We have a hard time finding any kind of common ground, things to discuss. He goes, we go out and do stuff and have a good time. He goes, but those conversations that you have with your wife, or, and he'd mention other friends of ours and their wives, he goes, it's impossible. And he's the one who broke it off after a while. He just said, it's just not working.
Two things. First one is gross of your friends for, like, going, hey, great job, buddy.
Oh, they thought it was so fast.
No, it is. It's stupid.
Right.
It's stupid that they're so excited about that. And second of all, I can understand that's a big age gap, so there isn't much to...
There was 24 or 25 years between them.
Yeah, and it's like one thing, like when you're over 70 and there's that big of a difference,
right.
Maybe even, but it's just, there's, like Jim is 6 years younger than I am, but he still knows what the Brady Bunch is and the Partridge
Family.
You're of
the same generation.
Right, you have to be, that's it. You have to be in the same generation.
Yeah, that is it.
And she, at 22, has not experienced things that he has. That's the big difference, the experience level.
I think there's probably couples that have that kind of a gap, that have a 20-year gap or a 30-year gap.
And perhaps it's awesome for them.
And maybe it is. But I would say on average, it would really be a chore on a daily basis to find things that you really have in common enough to make any kind of a relationship last. Maybe you're going into it going, this is only going to last for 4 or 5 months, so let's just live it up. And if that's your case, fine.
Who goes into a relationship like that? Don't they just go into a relationship going, wow, this is working right now. Let's see where it takes me.
I've known people who went into things.
You thought it all out first?
Not me.
I bet this will last 4 months and 3 days.
No, I never did that. But you know how you kind of have a feeling when you're dating somebody or when you're with somebody with any length of time where you go, this seems like the one, or this seems like if we get a year out of it, we'll be very fortunate. You know?
Then why wouldn't you end it right then and there when you make that assumption?
This one I will speak for me. There were a couple girls that I dated that I knew there's no way in the world this is going to go to a year.
One, because she had the same name as your mom.
There was a girl, that's true. There was a girl I liked a lot who had the same name as my mom, and I couldn't date her because every time I said her name, I went, oh, this is creepy. Her name was Mom.
But when she stood on her head, it was wow.
Boy, was it.
Only you.
I would do everything in my power to make her stand on her head. What an awkward relationship we had.
That's circus why it
people.
Didn't work.
No, that's the reason it didn't work.
You could never kiss her. You had to kiss her feet.
There was a time where I was upside down on my car and my relationship at the same exact time. I swear to you, this girl was so nice, but the mere fact that she had the same name as my mom, and I told her that. I go, I like you so much, but I can't say your name because I'm saying my mom's name every time. She thought that was funny. It wasn't funny. It was awkward. It was weird.
Eddie Olchek married someone who's, I think his wife and his mom have the same name.
Do they?
I'm pretty positive.
Oh, man. I couldn't get... That's...
Most people could get past that. That's so Seinfeldian of you.
I could not get past it. Every single... There were times where, like, I would go a week, I'd talk to her, I wouldn't say her name. She'd go, you remember my name, right? Yeah, it's Mom. No, it's not Mom. It's Mom. I know that's the stupidest reason in the world to break up with somebody, but I just couldn't.
You must not have liked her that much.
She was fine.
Fine is not she's the one. You met Terry. Right. She was more than fine.
She was the
fine.
One, yeah.
She was divine.
Right. Right. And refused to stand on her head. I've still never seen her stand on her head once. Oh, she'll do a cartwheel, but I cannot get her to stand on her head. All right. In other news... there are certain things you can do, Wendy, that will get you kicked out of the happiest place on earth, Disney World. Disney World and Disneyland, all Disney theme parks. They've put together a bunch of things that if you do these things, you are shown the door. You
really?
Cannot do them.
Yeah. Can you say literally?
Literally. You are literally shown the door. Here's the door. Use it, they say. What are they? Here they are.
Yes, I'm curious.
You'll be shocked to find out, Wendy, that at Disneyland in Anaheim, California, and Disney World in Orlando, Florida, you cannot jump out of a ride.
I can imagine that you would frown upon that.
Get back in the car. The pirates do not want you tickling them. Get back in the car.
It says here that Mickey's eyes and ears are everywhere in Disney World, so if you think you can sneak out of your car on a slow-moving ride like Pirates of the Caribbean or It's a Small World... To snap a selfie, you better think again. According to the site How to Disney, Rides like these have floor sensors that alert the staff and immediately stop the ride when they've been triggered.
I like that.
The perpetrators will be promptly kicked out of the park. I don't think in all the years I've been there, actually, I take back my sentence mid-sentence. One time, Kylie and I were on Splash Mountain, and it got stuck, and they had to come and escort us out of the logs, and then you got to see, like, the back, like, the innards of the ride.
Yeah.
And that was amazing.
That would be cool.
But I don't think I've ever been on a ride ever in Disney World where I saw just, you know, a tourist just walking around in the ride.
Because everyone knows that you will get in trouble if that happens, and you paid so much for the admission.
You don't want to get kicked out?
No.
Right.
And I just think out of respect, it's Disney. You don't do that.
The first
Brookfield Zoo people did that a lot.
Did they at Brookfield
Zoo?
Yeah,
when I worked on the railroad train and the motor safari, sometimes
just jump off.
Well, sometimes like a guy would drop his sunglasses and he'd jump off, and I'm like, "Wait, stop!
Right.
Please stop the car!"
Wild animals.
Well, people
could have been eaten by an apaki.
But what? Oh, copy apaki.
I have dyslexia. You're making fun of me. I have dyslexia.
But I mean, what if he twisted his ankle jumping off?
Right.
Then, you know, we're liable.
A lawsuit.
So please remain seated. Keep your arms and legs
inside
the coaches at all times.
Wow.
I should have worked at Disney.
More
I love
fun.
Brookfield Zoo, but.
Longer drive every morning, though.
Yeah, that's
for
a
you.
Good point.
It says you are not allowed to sneak backstage, but you knew that. You know, there's certain areas of the park where it says cast members only. You can't go back there.
That's where I used to go smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. How weird would it be to go back there and see Tinkerbell with a Tarentan just smoking?
Fluttering around.
Right.
God, I didn't know
You're not
know
supposed
they,
to be back here.
I didn't know they made cigarettes that little. Or did she have a full-size one? That would have been
she
the funnier.
Full-size one. She's about 8 inches tall, but she has a full-size smoke.
That's my girl.
Wendy, it says, according to the rules there at Disney World, you are not allowed to harass cast members. Well, that's upsetting. Because I've seen so many kids just wallop on Disney. Like, all of a sudden, there's Baloo, so what do you want to do? Punch him.
I don't get that.
There's Mr. Smee. Punch him.
Who's Mr. Smee?
Captain Hook's first mate, of course.
Smee?
Yeah, Mr. Smee.
He should buy a vowel. Smee?
Yeah. That's the white-haired, the older guy that hangs around with Captain Hook.
Oh, I guess
Mr.
I
Smee.
Do know who that is. That's a silly name.
You can get kicked out of the Magic Kingdom if you are wearing inappropriate attire.
I could see that. It's a family place. If you're, you know...
Nothing distracting.
Your side boobs are hanging out of your halter.
I got kicked out for that. It was the darkest day of my life. I know for a fact, now, I don't see this on the list. Oh, it is on the list. I'll get to it. Well, I can get to it now. You're not allowed to dress like a Disney character there. Like, if you're a little girl, you can dress like a princess.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, if you're 5 and you want to dress like...
What about 55?
Now, then they have a problem with it.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
They don't allow...
They're ageists.
Yeah. They are. But they look at it as being distracting from the Disney experience. If you show up and, you know, you're dressed like Buzz Lightyear and kids are confused going, how come that's Buzz Lightyear, but he's there too?
All right, because you're misrepresenting their people.
Right.
But
right.
A little kid, you'd know that it wasn't the real deal.
A little kid, they'd allow.
All right, good.
Right.
What is the age limit? Like 12 and under?
I don't think, because is that one even on here? Or is that one, I just know for a fact. Because I got kicked out for dressing like Beauty from Beauty and the Beast. It says anyone over 14.
Oh, okay.
Costumes cannot be worn at Disney by anyone over the age of 14, especially not Disney costumes.
All right, that's fair. And they even go all the way up to 14. That's pretty
right.
Fair. I would have said 12.
Yeah.
Because there are some 14-year-olds that are already developed.
Yeah.
Some 14-year-olds already have mustaches.
Right.
Me
right.
At 14, I was as tall as I am now.
Yeah. So you could not dress like Tigger.
I would have looked like an adult.
Is James Spader a Disney character? Did he have his own cartoon for a while?
He played Mr. Smee.
He did?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He put the me in Smee.
You can't have any offensive tattoos. The happiest place on earth has to be the family-friendly and fun place for folks of all colors and creeds, so its regulations do not pertain to the clothing on your body, but not only to the clothing on your body, but to tattoos as well. This according to Disney's park rules. Visible tattoos that could be considered inappropriate, such as those containing objectionable language or designs, are not permitted on Disney property.
That makes sense.
That does make sense. Because you sometimes you'll be in line next to a guy for 45 minutes. So if you're a little kid,
yeah,
you're constantly
right.
reading some guy's tattoo that says something nasty, that's not good.
Because I'm sure they, you know, and I know they don't allow shirts that say anything nasty.
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
why should it show on your arm?
Although my brother, I think I told you this, when we were kids, my brother had a shirt. He was a little heavy at the time, my brother. And he had a shirt that said baby with an arrow pointing down at his stomach.
Why did he do that?
Because he's my brother. He thought that was funny.
But they didn't.
People in line loved it.
Yeah, that's not
How
offensive.
How many months? You'd hear that. How many months along are you? Six.
That's funny. Good that's luck. Not offensive.
Right. Yeah, he never got kicked out for that.
Oh, okay.
He didn't get kicked out. Now, here's another one that he and I together are guilty of. Thank goodness we weren't caught, Wendy. You're not allowed to take video on the rides. Like, you can't videotape. Like, if you're on any of the rides, you can't just videotape the whole experience. Because then they think you're stealing the experience from people who have not been here yet.
Okay, first of all, big difference between watching it on YouTube and being on a ride.
Huge difference.
And if you go on YouTube, you can totally find people who have done this.
I know.
I think they're more worried that if you drop your camera or your phone that you're going to sue them.
Oh, maybe. When we were, I must have been in high school. Yeah, I was in high school. There was a ride at Epcot Center, not a ride, a movie called Captain EO, which was Michael Jackson's 3D science fiction adventure. So we had a camera, and we went in, and we videotaped Captain EO, and then we, I hate to say it, but we took some 3D glasses.
You bootlegger.
We thought we'd be able to enjoy it at home, but as it turns out, it doesn't work that way.
That is adorable.
But that, like in your head, that would make sense, right? If I videotaped the movie, put the glasses on, I could watch it at home.
And your dad had the 3D player.
No, he didn't have it yet.
Oh, okay.
He did not have it yet.
Thought it was
we just showed
tie-in.
It on a regular TV.
Where'd you get the 3D glasses?
We borrowed them from Epcot.
All right, you stole those.
Borrowed.
God.
So let's go with borrowed.
You were a terrible child.
We thought if we were caught, we would go to Disney jail.
And that's a bad
that's
place
a real
to
place.
Be?
That wouldn't be the worst place in
Mr.
the world
Smee
to be.
Mr. Smee is the warden.
He's got too happy of a disposition for that. I pictured either Cruella de Vil or Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Yeah, I think she would be the warden.
Are we saying that right?
Maleficent.
No, Maleficent. No.
No, it's Maleficent. No, I said it wrong.
We did not tap into that wine
No,
yet.
I was just thinking. We touched the bottles of wine
know,
and we can't
and
say Maleficent. Maleficent. That's how you say it.
Sounds wrong.
That's how you say it. Maleficent. It's like magnificent if you didn't have a tongue. Like if you try to say magnificent without a tongue, maleficent.
That sounds incorrect to me.
Wendy, this is one that I can't believe you've not been nabbed for at some point at Disney World.
Drinking?
You're not. No, actually, drinking's not on here. But,
well, just at Magic Kingdom. That's the only place you can't just get two beers.
You cannot make inappropriate gestures at the ride cameras. You know, a lot of the roller coastery rides have.
Jimmy Mack has.
Has he done it?
Yeah, because then they show the pictures.
Right, when you go to buy the picture of you going down the hill of Space Mountain.
Yeah.
So
actually,
he was flipping off the camera?
Actually, I got to tell you, Jim is at his best behavior when he's in the park.
Is that right?
And so are the boys. They love Disney so much.
I do too.
I'm the one who doesn't love it that much.
I don't care.
But I still haven't flipped off the camera.
It's the happiest place on earth.
It's not that happy.
I don't understand it. So you're allowed to flip off Disney characters. You just can't flip off the like if Chip and if you see Chip and Dale and you go, I don't like Chip and Dale. You can flip them off. You just can't flip off the cameras.
I think if somebody saw you flipping off Chip and Dale, you'd be in trouble. I don't know if you'd be kicked out, but I think you'd get a
some
stern
sort of reprimand.
Too.
Yep, from an old film of Walt Disney himself that he made in 1961.
Sit down and watch this.
Right. You cannot sneak in a selfie stick. You can't sneak on a selfie stick.
They don't allow those anywhere anymore. Remember
museums.
At Lollapalooza? Because we used to see people walking down Michigan Avenue all the time, and then they had said you can't bring them anywhere.
Right.
You can't go into the museum with them.
Yep. So, and with good reason.
It is a good reason.
You cannot feed the animals.
There are animals?
Well, they're guys dressed up like animals. Maybe they mean like at Wild Kingdom where there are actual animals.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
got the Africa type
setting.
I love
setting. That part.
You like that part?
That was a great park for
yeah.
me.
It says you can't take a swim.
Boy, some of those days are really hot when you make the mistake of going to Disney in the summer.
Well, they say, you know, they have a couple of water parks, and they go, of course, at Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon, you are allowed to swim, but no matter how hot it gets in Florida or California, taking a dip in one of their fountains or pools or moats will get you kicked out. Like, you know that little waterway that goes underneath the castle at Disney World?
Mm-hmm.
Although that's quite a drop.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You can't dive into that.
But the Mark Twain area, that little island.
Oh, right.
The steamboat or paddle
Tom
wheel.
Tom Sawyer Island.
Yeah.
You can't swim from, like, the Haunted Mansion to Tom Sawyer
Wouldn't
Island.
Wouldn't that be fun, though?
Yes. Tom Sawyer himself would have done that sort
yep,
of thing. Tom
right.
and Huck would have done that all day long.
You're right.
No, they won't allow it. You're not allowed to smoke where you aren't supposed to.
Yeah, I know that. There are designated smoking areas, and they're getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah. Do they still have that nicotine island at Disney World? With all the bad boys from Pinocchio?
I quit smoking over 2 months ago, but when I did try to enjoy a little nicotine,
yeah.
You know, I would walk and have one.
Yeah.
And very frequently they'd go, there's a smoking area 20 miles
right.
that way.
There's a Disney ambassador named Nick Otine, and he's like a giant cigarette, and he comes over and he talks to you.
And you can't flip him off.
No, you're not allowed
oh.
to flip him off. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk to Adam Hoge, whose new show premieres today. He's at the Super Bowl. He's
Radio
in Minnesota,
Row.
Radio Row. So we'll talk to Adam Hoge next. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. All right, our show is coming to a close in just a few minutes, but the premiere of an all-new show with our friend Adam Hoge right here on the stream. Adam, can you hear me?
Hey, guys. Yes, I'm here. How are you guys?
We are great. You are at Radio Row right now. So a lot of celebrities are there as you're getting ready for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, that's what I was told. So far, I haven't seen many.
No. Adam, you know what I thought was a class move is Tom Brady's been in the news a little bit, well, for several reasons, but number one, some radio host said something nasty about one of his children, his five-year-old
yep.
daughter, and he seemed a little upset about it, Tom Brady, and why wouldn't you be? Somebody says something bad about your kid. But then yesterday, he did something that I thought was really, really cool. He said, I hope this guy doesn't get fired over this. That was a class act, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, because this thing really took off, and we were actually going to talk about this a little bit later on in today's show. But, you know, people immediately start calling for this guy to get fired because, I mean, you can make a case that he should be. But Tom Brady also saying, hey, look, this guy has a family, too. I don't want him to lose his job over it. So Tom Brady handled this perfectly
so
yesterday.
Classy.
Very nice.
And what a stupid word to use.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even like to say it, but...
Ant.
Yeah, peeant.
Yeah.
That is like what an old codger would say, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not even a good word.
I had to look the word up again. Like,
it's been a while since I heard
who
anyone.
Who says that?
Wilford
right.
Brimley?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I really thought that of the various ways that Tom Brady could have handled this, I don't know how
pretty
you
great.
Come away better than what he did, right?
I also, really, he did. And even to the point where he said he wasn't sure he wanted to keep going on the show and he cut his interview short. He had every right to do that, and I don't blame him. But here's what I love. Both last night and today, talking with the media, he's still wearing the glove on his hand.
Yes.
He refused to take it off.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm going to talk about today, because I think he's just messing with everybody at this point.
Well, that glove is a tribute to Michael Jackson. Tom Brady and Michael Jackson were
yes.
very close, Adam.
Tight
you know
as
that.
Ticks.
Very close. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll all be listening, and we can't wait to hear it, and we wish you nothing but the best, Adam.
Well, I think thank you for that, guys, and it's going to be fun. Here we go.
Excellent. Adam Hoge is next. That's it for us. Bye, everybody.